Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Yevamot Daf Nun Bet Amud Bet. This will be our final podcast of this very short but power-packed fifth perek. Chalatz ve'atzam ma'amar. Some of you who know Rav, Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. So if you gave chalitza and then did ma'amar, the ma'amar is meaningless. Enecha chalitza klum. That is only according to Rabbi Akiva. Damar ein kedushin tofsin b'chayv elavin. Because after all, once you gave chalitza, then you could not do yibum on that girl, and it would not even be tofes, because of the lav. Avachachamim yeshachar chalitza klum. After you do chalitza, ma'amar would be meaningful, because if you were to give her kedushin, it would be valid. How could you say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva Aktani Reisha? Earlier in the Mishnah we said Natan get v'asam ma'amar tzricha get v'chalitza. If you gave a get and then did ma'amar, you need both get and chalitza. Rabbi Akiva kept in the avla get mimahani v'ma'amar. But think about it, according to Rabbi Akiva, once you give her a get, then ma'amar wouldn't be meaningful. So there's no reason for a second get. Vakiva says, if you give a get to your Yifama, you're never ever allowed to marry her. How do we know that? In the Pasha of Machzir Grushato, it has this phrase, Achar Shiluach, Asher Shilchah. So the idea is, Achar Shiluach, meaning, once you've given her this get, you can never again marry her. So Rashi, get Yivamin Darabanan, cross Machtel B'Alma. The answer is very simple. That's not Doraita. Get Yivamin itself. The institution is Darabanan. And therefore, the Pasuk is an Asmachta. Tanya Amihachim Rabbi, Einam Dvarim Halala Mim Elodi Verbe Kiva. That our rule of Chalatz V'Acharka Hasam Ma'amar Ein Achar Chalitza Klum is only Rabbi Kiva. Shoseh Chalutza Ke'erva. He equated a Chalutza to an Erva because in Kedushin Tovsin. Chachomer Mim Yeshachar Chalitza Klum. After chalitza, something could still happen that's valid. Neomer, and Rebbe said, but I have a different position. Hey, Matai, when is the mamar afterwards valid? That's if you gave her kiddushin as a regular wife. But if you came up to her after chalitza and said, no, let's do the yibum, let's start with mamar, and achar chalitza klum, then it really is meaningless. So we have three positions. Rebbe Akiva says it's never meaningful. Chachamim say it's always meaningful. And Rebbe splitting the difference, saying depend what the intent of the mamar was. Tanya Ida, bright like that. Achlitz v'intov chazor v'kichal. Rebbe Yomim kichal shum yishut tzricha menu get. Shavun ein tzricha menu get. My men shikichal shum yishut ben shikichal shum yivamut tzricha menu get. So that machlok gets right in the Mishnah. Now, we're going to see six different opinions about why Rebbe and Chachamim disagree about the intent of the mamar. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my time in the Rebbe. Let's start with Rabbi Yosef. What's his reason? Asa'u ke'oder b'nichsei gerzeh. What happens if a ger dies with no heirs and you go and work in his field? You're kona b'chazaka. But if you went into his field and started weeding or hoeing, thinking it was your own field, there's no kinyan. In other words, intent makes a difference. So Amar Abaye. Abaye says, midami, that's not comparable. Hatam lo kamachav in the mikne. In the case of the guy working in the field, he didn't have an intent to be kone. He thought it was his own field. Hacha kamachav in the mikne. Here he has intent to have kinyan. It's just the wrong kinyan. So Adami Allah Odom Nechse Gerzeh, Savur Shal Ger Acheru. He says, your comparison is more like working in one in a field of one ger, but thinking it's another ger. It's Dekani. In that case, it works, and therefore it would not explain Rebbe. Elamar Bayi says it's actually a different case. Hachamayaskina, there's an ukimta. Gonde Amar La Hikachili Mamar Yivamin. You actually said to her, Mamar Yivamin. You said it that way. Rebbe Savar, Mamar Ilave Zika Rami. We saw this in the previous podcast, that Mamar rides on top of Zika, and therefore, Vata Chalitza Fkatala Zika. The Chalitza came and destroyed the Zika. Therefore, if you said Mamar Yivamin, there's nothing to connect to. But if you read Kiddushin, then it would be Tofes. Rabbanan Sav, Rehailu Chudeka. Rabbanan say, Mamar and Zika operate independently. The Chalitza only got rid of that. Mamar could still work. Meikara, Yilu Amalad Kashi Mamar Yivamin, Lo Mehani. If he had said, he'd catch Liba Mamar Yivamin, it would work before the Chalitza. Hashalam Mehani, so it works now. Rava disagrees and says, if he actually said Mamar Yivamin, everybody would say that it does work, meaning that they work independently. He said, I want to mekadesh you based on the Zika that exists, but I already gave you Chalitza. Rebbe Savar, Yesh Zika, so there is Zika, therefore, meaning the Zika was real. When you gave Chalitza, the Zika is gone. The thing you're referring to is gone. Rabbanan Savri ain Zika. There is no inherent Zika, and therefore, when you said Zikat Yivamin, you're referring to a new construct that was not, wasn't affected by the Chalitza. So it's meaningful. If you said that earlier, it would work. Shlam Mahani works also now. Now, Rav Sherev Yamar, Bechalitza Ksheira, either Amar Lekach Shivizikat Yivamin Kule Amalo Pligit Lomahani. Had you done a proper chalitza, and this is the fourth explanation, had there been a proper chalitza, meaning the first thing you did with this woman was chalitza, and then you said, it cuts the bezikat yivamin, everybody would agree it's meaningless. You're referring to something that doesn't exist anymore. But they're disagreeing about chalitza psula, meaning when you gave chalitza after something went in the opposite direction, like ma'amar. Mar savar chalitza psula poteret. So Rebbe says it's poteret, and therefore the mamar afterwards is meaningless. Umar savar chalitza psula ain't a poteret. No, it doesn't exempt her, and therefore there's still room for this mamar to be meaningful. Rashi ben Chulia amar chalitza psula ain't a poteret. He takes it one step further. He says everybody agrees. Rebbe and Chachamim agree that it doesn't exempt a bad chalitza, a weak chalitza. The case was where he made a condition on the chalitza, and machloket whether that condition is meaningful. So then that would mean that he made a condition, the condition wasn't fulfilled, and therefore, couldn't Rabbi, there is no chalitza here. Chachamim say there is no such thing as a tanai. Ravina Amar, and now it's a slight variation on that. The Chulayama Yesh Time Chalitza. Everybody agrees you can make a tanai. Hachav Tanai Kafulka Paga. This is the sugya in the third parak of Kiddushin about having to explicitly frame the tanai in the proper way with both yes and yes before no, etc. Whether that applies here. Marsa Ravina Tanai Kaful. And since you didn't make a tanai Kaful, the tanai is no good. Therefore, the chalitza was no good, and therefore, the mamar afterwards was meaningful. And Chacham say, you don't have to do that. Marsava Lobain Tanai Kaful, the Tanai was good, and therefore the, chalitza was no good, and therefore the mamar is valid. Okay, chalatza asama mamanatan get uva'al. Alright, so this now takes us, to the next Mishnah. All right, and we'll take a look at the next Mishnah first. We'll go back to that Mishnah, and that is Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. Tan get v'asam amar tzicha get v'chalitzan. Tan get uval tzicha get v'chalitzan. Tan get v'chalatz ein achar chalitza klum. So these are different ways of chalitza, and if you did get in chalitza, that's then there's nothing else. Chalatz v'asam mamar. This is the first thing the Gemara addresses. If you gave chalitza, then did mamar. Natan get uva'al. And then gave a get, and then had bia. Uva'al v'asam mamar, tan get v'chalatz. You did in that order. Ein achar chalitza klum. Once there's chalitza, that's it. Meaning nothing after chalitza is meaningful. Chad v'am achad, the yavam achad, whether it's one yavam to one yavam, meaning one wife to one yavam. Chad shtei v'am to yavam achad, or whether it was two yavamot, and the yavam was giving one get, one of the chalitza, etc. Okay, so let's look back in the Gemara. Why did you say enachar chalitza klum, but you didn't say enachar bia klum? It's also true. Abai v'Rava, Amar Tavai, Tani enachar bia klum. In Abai and Rava's version, that's what it said. Matani didan. Why does our version not have that? Atarat yivama l'shuk adifalei. He's more concerned with demonstrating how the yivama gets free, which is chalitza. Okay, achad yivama achad, achad yishtei yivama. Now, adidin lo kvan azai. Equating the situation of one yavam to one yivama and one yavam to two yivamot is not like ben azai. Mamar achar mamar is meaningful if there's two different guys giving it to one girl. But if it's one guy giving it to two different yivamot, the second one's not meaningful. Okay. Now, in the next Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah, Ketzad. Asam mamar bezu, mamar bezu. So two different women, he gave mamar to each of them. Tzichot shnei gitin v'chalitza. You have to give a get to each, a chalitza to one. Mamar bezu v'get bezu. You gave mamar to one and get to another. Tzichot get v'chalitza. You have to, right? Mamar bezu u'ba'al etzu. He gave mamar to one and bia to another. Tzichot shnei gitin and chalitza to the one he gave bia to either one. Mamar bezu v'chalitza zu arishna tzichot get. If you gave mamar to one and chalitza to another one, you still need to give a get to the first balat mamar. Get lazu v'get lazu. You give a get to each one. Tzvichot emenu chalitza. Okay, they still need chalitza. Get lazu ba'al etzu, tzvichot get v'chalitza. Get lazu mamar bezu, tzvichot get v'chalitza. But get lazu v'chalatz lazu, but if you gave a get to one and chalitza to the other, enoch chalitza klum, nothing that you do afterwards will be meaningful. Now back in the Gemara. Get mamar lazu. Leimim sayel l'shmuel. The seems to support Shmuel. Da amar Shmuel, chalatz levalat mamar lo niftarat sarata. if you do ma'amar and then you give her chalitza, then the other one's not exempted because that chalitza is weaker. The tiyuf to the Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef is the one who said famously that you should not dump things out in a pit that other people need. Meaning, if the woman is psula, that's the one you should give chalitza to, and not mess up somebody else for kuhuna. So miktani cholitza, it doesn't say you should give chalitza. Chalatz ktani, it's if you gave chalitza. Diavad, we're not telling you what to do. Okay, get lazu be get lazu. If you gave a get to each one, so let me say ravuna chalitza psula zuchal chazal kol achin. It sounds like they need chalitza. They all need chalitza. If you give a get to each one, that seems to support the idea that Rabbi Bar Huna said, quoting Rav in some places, that if you have a chalitza psula, like in this case, meaning a weak chalitza, that's a chalitza with a woman you couldn't have yibum with, then you have to, all the brothers have to give it. No, not necessarily. Might srichot, srichot ta'alma. It doesn't mean both of them need a chalitza. It just means women like this need a chalitza. Get lazu v'chalatz lazu. So let's say l'shmua v'te'abativ to Rav Yosef, as we said before. So the answer is miktani choleitz, chalatz ktani, as we said before, di'avad. Chalatz v'chalatz v'chalatz v'sat ma'amar, right? Inami ein achar bi'aklum. The same question we had before. You say ein achar chalitza klum. Why didn't you say ein achar bi'aklum? And the same answer that we had before, which is that Abai and Rava, Dami Tavayu, Tani Enacha Biaklum, they actually had that version. Tandan Hatarit Yivam Alashuka Difale is more concerned with showing how the Yavam gets free. The Yavamah gets free. Now, Ben Yavam Chalish Tevim. So, Bish the mother of Yochanan. Markula Beta Balavkai. Remember, we had this machloker. Rabbi Yochanan said that after you do Chalitza, all the brothers and all the co-wives only have a Lota Say of Lo Yivne, and the Erva's gone. So then we have to teach that the kiddushin wouldn't be tofes, and therefore ein achar chalitza klum, because in kiddushin tofesin b'chav ilavin. Rish Lakish tomar kula beita b'charet kai. Remember, Rish Lakish said the only people who are reduced to a lav are the guy who did chalitza and the girl who gave him chalitza. All the other wives and all the other brothers to any wife and all the other wives to any of the brothers, including the one who did chalitza, have a karet. Why? Do you have to teach me that after Chalitza there's nothing because Kiddushin aren't Tofes when there's a Karet? So Rosh Lakish, you can answer. You have to tell me that if he did Bia, and then did Mamar, the Mamar is meaningless? That Kiddushin aren't Tofes Be'eshet Ish? Meaning she's already married to one guy? The answer is, since we first talked about one Yavam and one Yavamah, they dealt with Shtei Yevamot in Yevam Echad, even though it's not teaching anything new about Tfisat Kiddushin. And once you talked about two Yevamot and one brother, they also talked about two brothers and one wife. Okay, Chalatz V'asama Amar V'natan, we had that sequence. I understand why you needed Chalitza, then Ma'amar, then Get, then Bia. I might have thought that you should make a gzerah, that if you do mamar after chalitza, since in the case of mamar before chalitza, you still need to get, maybe you need to get here too. First of all, it goes, therefore the Mishnah's teaching, we don't make such a gzerah. Al chalatz v'natan get lamali. Why did I need that? To say that after chalitza there's nothing. Get. Why did I have to say if he had bia and then said mamar, or bia and then gave a get, after bia there's nothing? So Bishtav a lot of time get it started, so I mean Nigzor get the Vata Bila to get the Kame Bila. I understand why you have to say if you give Bia and then gave a get, that you don't have to do anything after the Bia. The get is meaningless. I would have thought you made a Gezerah because of a case where get was before Bia. Kamashlan Lokazrinin teaches that you don't have to have a Baal Basa Mamar Lamali. Why would you need to teach me that if you did Bia and then Mamar with another woman, that Mamar is meaningless? The answer is I did Tana Chalatz v'asam mamar. Don't know Baal v'asam mamar. The Baal v'mitni Baal v'natan get. Tana Chalatz v'natan get. It is, as we refer to it, parallel construction. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Chalatz v'chalatz or Chalatz v'asam mamar natan get uval Baal uval uval v'asam mamar natan get v'chalatz erachah chalitza klum. It's all straightforward. The last Mishnah, Chalatz v'asam mamar natan get uval. So he did all four. Chalitza, then Mamar, then gave a get, remove the Mamar, then Bia, or Baal, there's some Mamar, natan get Chalatza, reverse it, ain't achar Chalitza klum. Chalitza is always the closer. Whatever happens after Chalitza is meaningless. So forth. The Chalitza is the first thing, a middle thing, or the last thing. Bi'ila and Bia, bizman shi, but Chila, if Bia is first, ain't achar klum. Nothing done afterwards is meaningful. But if it's Bia psula, because after you did you or one of the other brothers did something else, then it is meaningful. Nechemi disagrees and says, Bia and Chalitza alike are the closers, and anything afterwards, at any point that they happen, anything afterwards is not meaningful. Now, the Gemara, we have a third opinion. Tanya, Abba Yosef and Yochanan, Ishur Shalom Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, quotes from Meir, Achat Bila, Achat Chalitza, in either case, but Chila, if they're the first thing, and Acharei Klum, they're closers. Bamsa Basof, Yesh Acharei Klum, but if they're done later, then things afterwards can be meaningful, even Chalitza. Shalosh Machlokov Adar, we have three opinions. Tanakama Savar, Tanakama says, Chalitza is always a closer, but not Bia. He says, Bia Deikal Amigzer, there's reason to make a Gzeira about Bia. So Gazrino, make a gzera that if Bia is not the first thing, things afterwards are meaningful, because if you did those things before the Bia, then you'd have a problem. Chalitza, like a migza, lo Gazrino, but Chalitza, we don't have such a problem, therefore we don't make a gzera as we saw earlier. Bia, there's no problem, because the kamar ligzar Bia achar get, mishum Bia achar Chalitza. You want to make a gzera that if you did Bia after a get, you still have that something afterwards is meaningful because of Bia after Chalitza. People know when they do chalitza that's doraita, and nobody thinks that bia is going to make them marry properly. Kamar leagues or bia achar mamar, shum bia achar bia, and the bia doraita hamede yadi. Everybody knows that if you did bia, and so if you did bia after mamar, everybody knows that the bia is the doraita. Nobody would think that if you did bia with one and bia with the other, the second one would be meaningful. He agrees with the Rabbanan. You have to make the gzer about Bia when it's anything but first. And then he extends it and says there's a gzer of Chalitza because of Bia. Okay, that brings us to the close of Perak or Ben Gamliel. We'll pick it up with the beginning of the sixth Perak in the next podcast. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.